99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com are featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments. This is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Welcome to this edition of Community Keyboards, on air and online, featuring music and conversation from the King of Instruments in all its guises. Well, later we'll be joined by Andy Carville once again, who helps another of our listeners with a technical question, but we'll start with a couple of quite rare items, one on pipes and one on electronics. I recently acquired a small collection of CDs and DVDs from a friend, and amongst which was a CD copy of an LP made by Harold Smart on Galanti organ. The only clue was a handwritten title on the disc itself, which said, "Galanti plays it smart." There was no case or liner information, so Dr. Google was consulted and subsequently revealed that what I had was a 1976 recording with Harold Smart on the Galanti, unspecified model as it is, together with Dave Richmond on bass, Alf Bigden on drums, and Foggy Little on guitar. The album was recorded on the Alamo label, which was owned by Jerry Allen, and contained a collection of popular tunes of the time, including the theme from The Godfather, Zorba's Dance, Una Paloma Blanca, and this, the theme from the TV series Maigret. Smart and Combo on Galanti organ from 1976. Now another rarity, which is an original product this time though, features Simon Gledhill on the Castro Wurlitzer in San Francisco's Castro Theatre. Recorded in 1990 and released in the US only as far as I'm aware, this four-manual Wurlitzer is something of a hybrid instrument, comprised of selected components from dismembered organs in various parts of the United States, including the Brooklyn Fox, Chicago's Uptown, and San Francisco's Golden Gate Theatres. The CD, which is available to purchase via a handful of American retailers, is entitled California Here I Come, and from it, here's the title track. Simon Gledhill at the Castro Wurlitzer, and some more rarities later if time allows. But let's come right up to date now with another excellent contribution from Alan Murray and his Yamaha PSR 9000 Pro keyboard. This was the follow-up single to the famous Telstar by the Tornadoes in January 1963, and it's entitled Globetrotter. Alan Murray playing Globetrotter on PSR 9000 Pro keyboard. Well, from Alan with two L's in his name to a much missed artist with one L in his. Amongst the pile of recordings given to me by my friend recently, out fell this L of a CD, if you'll pardon the pun, which was already in my collection, but it occurred to me that we've not featured Alan Haven on the programme for some time. This is from his 1969 album, Haven for Sale, and features Alan on the Lowry organ with guest trumpeter Maynard Ferguson. Now, when Spike Milligan contributes to the liner notes, you do tend to sit up and take notice. And I quote, "By the record, man, do yourself a favour. If you don't like it, jump off a bridge or throw yourself under an oncoming organ, preferably Alan's." Only Spike Milligan could say that. Thank you. You Are My Heart's Delight, Alan Haven. I'll be back after the break.
You're listening to Community Keyboards on Oldham Community Radio 99.7 FM with Ian Wolstenholm.
McAllister and the Nancy Griffith hit From a Distance, played on Korg and Kurzweil keyboards and Verzi organ. Well, it's time now to join our good friend Andy Carville as he comes to the aid of another listener. Andy has sent over this track exclusively for the programme, played on the Korg PA-1000, and it's a favourite of many, which needs no introduction. Thank you. Things You Are from the pen of Jerome Kern. It's a great favourite of mine, and lovely to be joined on the end of the line by the performer of such there, Mr. Andy Carville, because it's time to ask Andy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Keeping well, warm in our new energy crisis laden land.
Yes,
but anyway,
yes, I know what you mean.
We mustn't get
it's
political.
Difficult to talk with this balaclava on at the moment.
With the icicles dripping off the end of your nose. Yeah, hey ho, such is life. You've got another poser from our audience, and who's it going to be today, then, Andy?
So I've got a question here actually from a Mr. Wood of Huddersfield. And Mr. Woods says here, I have finally given in. I don't quite know what he means by that. And added a top keyboard to my collection of instruments. My favourite is the Roland Tellier organ, which I've had for several years. One of the reasons I bought the keyboard was because of all the different backings, the accompaniment backings, which do seem more up to date and better than the Tellier. But there are so many of them. Which do I choose if, for example, I want to play a bossa nova? I've got lots and lots of variations of bossa novas I can pick. How do I know which is the right one? Also, the styles seem very full with lots of sounds in them. They seem to take over a bit when I play, and I sometimes cannot hear the tune over the backing. Any advice? That's a very interesting question there, Mr. Wood. In actual fact, you've got the two questions in one. One about the styles and the number of them and which to choose, etc. And then the other one about the balance, this way that sometimes styles can take over a little bit when you're playing. So we'll deal with those in two different sections. First, let's just talk about the styles. Well, in summary, you're right. There are lots and lots of styles on today's instruments. No doubt about it. And indeed, I actually, just in preparation for this, I've got a little Korg PA, a mid-range keyboard, not a big top-spec keyboard. And I, too, have got lots of bossa nova styles. I stopped counting at 10. But, you know, I've got a bossa nova, a basic bossa nova. Great, marvellous. And I've got a guitar bossa, a cool bossa, a meditation bossa, a pop bossa, a lounge bossa, etc., 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 etc. And you're quite right. Sometimes when we've had an instrument like the Atelier, which is a great instrument though it is getting a little bit old-fashioned now. Just going back in those days, you tended to get one bossa nova, maybe two or three bossa novas at the most. So now you have an instrument with lots of bossa novas to choose from. Which one do you do? Well, there's two main things to look for. The first one is the tempo of the bossa nova. Now, I've got two bossa novas which I've picked out of mine, one called Lounge Bossa Nova, which actually is a very slow bossa nova, and the other one, which, giving it away in the title, is simply called Fast Bossa Nova. So there's a bit of an obvious thing there. And there's quite an interesting thing with the tempos on a lot of modern styles. The styles are brilliant, by the way. They are fantastic. There's no doubt about that. But whilst you can vary the tempo on them, don't vary it too much, because you do run the risk of making the orchestration of the style sound a bit of a mess. Or the reverse. I could put on the fast bossa nova, which is set around 150 beats a minute, slow it down to 80 beats a minute, and frankly, it will just sound a bit ridiculous. It won't work so well. So if my fast bossa nova sounds perfect at 150, yes, it will still work at 160, and yes, it will still work at 140, etc. But getting too much out of that tempo range, you run the risk of making the style sound a bit strange. So the tempo of the piece of music is very important. So frankly, there is no other way. Listen to the styles, try them out. Well, okay, what would that work with? Would that work with Girl from Ipanema? Would that work with Wave? All of those sort of classic bossa nova pieces of music, what would work? And then there's another key point, which is really, really very straightforward, and it's simply down to your personal taste. Now, I've got lots of medium bossa novas around that sort of 120 beats, 130 beats on my keyboard. When I play Girl from Ipanema, I just go through some of those and go, oh, I really like that one. That sort of fits in very nicely with the tune. And that's the way to choose it. So two key points, which style to use, check out the tempo, you've got to check out the styles. There's no way around that. You've just got to play them, listen to them, see which one you like. And that's the key point. What's your personal taste for the piece of music that you're actually going to play? So two bits of advice there with all these variations. You also raise another point, which is that the styles are very full and very big in lots of cases. There are a few things to suggest there. The first thing is you will have volume controls. I'm sure you can get into the style. It may be a feature you haven't found or experimented with as yet, but you can get into the styles, and you'll see as the style is broken down into different tracks. So you have your drums on track one and maybe on track two as well, perhaps the percussions, you'll have your bass player, you'll have perhaps a piano player and a guitar player and your strings and your brass, etc., all on different tracks, and you'll be able to adjust those sounds. So if it's too full and too loud, simply turn them down. You can even go further than that. You might even be able to turn them off. If you don't want that big brass sound stabbing every four bars, turn it off. And then, of course, save into your registration memory, so you don't have to keep turning it on and off. So you have it in a button there. When you play Girl from Ipanema, it goes along with all your different sounds, and your style doesn't have those brass stabs in. You've taken it out. So that's the first thing. You can adjust the style. The other thing, and this is actually very common, and it depends on which registrations you're using and whether you are actually using the touch on the keyboard correctly. Now, I go back to my Yamaha days back in 19 Frozen to Death, and there was lots and lots of people, particularly when touch sensitivity first came out on keyboards, frankly, they just didn't play the notes hard enough. And they were perhaps used to a more gentle organ touch, which perhaps you're applying on your Roland Atelier. Roland has a touch-sensitive keyboard, of course, but you may just be being a bit too gentle with it and literally hitting the notes a bit harder, particularly on sounds like piano, guitar sounds, things like that, will actually make the notes stand out over and above your accompaniment style. So either adjust, and that could mean turning down the parts of your style or turning off the parts of your style. Of course, the other thing to do is simply turn up your registrations more. If you can turn the volume up of the piano, that's going to help. But also don't be afraid to use the touch curve, as they call it. That's the technical name, the touch curve, and actually hit the notes like you would on a real piano, or pluck the notes hard like you would on a real guitar. And that will make them stand out over and above the style. So that's my advice. That's my thoughts. I hope that's at least a little helpful.
As ever, Andy, I'm sure Mr. Wood will take all those words of wisdom and go back to the atelier and keyboard and start practicing and think, oh, I wish I'd never bothered.
Yes.
No.
Who is this man on the radio?
Oh, no. Far from it. Far from it, Andy. Sometimes, as we so often say on this little slot, you know, just a fresh pair of eyes and a new way of thinking. And sometimes it just takes that little bit of a push in the right direction to get even better out of your home playing, and that's exactly what we're trying to do with this, aren't we?
Exactly. Fingers crossed I've been a little bit helpful anyway.
And I do like your reference to your Yamaha days of 1900 and Frozen Stiff. Very appropriate for the year.
It was very cold back in those days, as indeed it is now. Yes.
Keep the heating down. Just turn it down a degree or two.
Exactly.
Oh, lovely, Andy. Well, thank you very much indeed once again. And we'll catch up again very, very soon with another poser from a listener and see what we can do to help.
Lovely to speak to you, Ian. Thanks very much indeed.
Cheers, Andy.
Bye-bye now.
At 99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com, this is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
When the moon's upset, he doesn't fret. He doesn't sit around and cry. He gets hauled all up in the sky blue shirt and the rainbow tie. When you're sad and blue, pretend that you are riding on the moon up high. And you're all up in the sky blue shirt and the rainbow tie. Make life a happy-go-lucky journey. Travel it with a smile. You're riding on a one-way ticket. Enjoy every mile. So come on, my friend, it's not the end. Good luck will never pass you by. If you're all up in the sky blue shirt and the rainbow tie. Good luck will never pass you by. If you're all up in the sky blue shirt and the rainbow tie. Sky blue shirt and the rainbow tie.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Community Keyboards with me, Ian Wolstenholme, and that was Jerry Allen and his trio, Alan Graham on vibraphone, Lionel Rubin on drums, and Jerry on Hammond organ, plus the Allen tones, with a sky blue shirt and a rainbow tie. Hard to believe it's almost 37 years now since Jerry left us. Now, you may have heard Andy Carville mention earlier that the Roland Atelier is now getting a little old, and yet it seems only like yesterday that it was launched. Similarly, when I heard this next recording, I thought, 1979? No way. And yet, sure enough, those were the days when the governor, Brian Rodwell, was the product and promotions manager for Boosey and Hawkes Electrosonics, demonstrating, amongst others, the range of Rogers organs. Well, here are memories of Brian at the Rogers Olympic model with his signature tune first, followed by the theme from The Apartment.
Thank you.
Brian Rodwell at the Rogers Olympic Organ. Now, I have to confess to never coming across the music or indeed the name of Walter Wanderley until a few weeks ago. Walter José Wanderley Mendoca was born on May the 12th, 1932 in Brazil and specialised in lounge and bossa nova music with a very soothing mellow vibe to it. Wanderley was already playing piano by the age of 5 and at 12 was attending the Lycée of Arts for a year for theory classes. He recorded his first album in 1959, and this and subsequent albums all sold well in Wanderley's native Brazil. He was encouraged by Tony Bennett to move to America in the mid-1960s, where he scored a substantial hit with his recording of the song Summer Samba, which peaked at number 26 on the Billboard pop radio charts in the summer of 1966. Walter Wanderley died of cancer at the age of 54 on September the 4th, 1986, in San Francisco, California. Walter Wanderley and his original 1966 recording of Summer Samba. Now, we regularly include music from the ex-Paramount Theatre Manchester Wurlitzer in its superb acoustic home, that of the ballroom in Stockport's Town Hall. Of course, the organ had a second home in the Free Trade Hall in Manchester throughout the 70s, 80s and 90s, and just before the organ was removed, several of the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust presidents recorded a programme of music for posterity there. So for our finale this edition, let's remind ourselves of those Free Trade Hall days, on the public's number one Wurlitzer Opus 2120. And this is Len Rawl and his own composition for the occasion, and the title track of the album, Presidents on Parade. Presidents on Parade with Len Rawl at the Manchester Free Trade Hall Wurlitzer. And yes, I'll certainly include more memories from that recording in the future. But that's about all we have time for this edition. A reminder that, as always, you can replay any part of the programme from the Oldham Community Radio Listen Again service or via the programme's website www.communitykeyboards.co.uk, where there are lots of ways to contact the programme or indeed follow us on social media. For the moment, this is Ian Wolstenholme saying thanks very much for listening, take care, all the best, and bye-bye.